This is Mornings with Kale in Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Final hour from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios here at 1310 KFKA in downtown Greeley. If you want to, chime in, we still do not have phones. Yes, that has been fun this morning. However, I am really excited. One of my guests apparently lives close enough to the studios that he is going to pop on over here, and he'll be here at some point in the next hour to talk to me. We are going to talk about Weld County, Wyoming. Yes, I know many of you out there are going to groan. We talked about this a little bit on Monday when I came on with Gail, but I was at the Weld County GOP Lincoln Day dinner Sunday night in Keensburg, and the keynote speaker was John Caldera from the Independence Institute. And the speech that he gave, I think, was a little bit different than what most people expected to hear. You know, when there has been attempts to recall the governor, the Independence Institute has stayed out of it and not given an opinion. When there was an attempt to secede from the state of Colorado and take Weld County into its own state with several other counties back in, I think, 2013, 2014, the Independence Institute couldn't get behind that. And so the effort to move Weld County into Wyoming, pretty much everybody kind of thought the Independence Institute and or John Caldera, I should say, not the Independence Institute, but John Caldera was going to stay out of that as well. However, he surprised everybody at the Weld County GOP party and went the exact opposite direction. And he compared Weld County's relationship with the governor and the state legislature to the relationship a bad relationship between a couple and bad breakups, and told Weld County that it might be time for them to actually break up with the state and start pursuing Wyoming. And it was interesting because what many people going to the dinner that night did not realize was that in addition to the announced speakers, because Heidi Ganahl, CU Regent, was a guest speaker, as was the state GOP chairwoman, Christy Burton Brown, and then John Caldera, of course, was the keynote speaker. But in between all of those, there was a surprise speaker in Wyoming. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon showed up. And it was funny because I was talking to Gordon's detail while Gordon was in having dinner and everything. They were standing out in the foyer, and I asked him, I said, so, you know, have you ever done this before? Have you ever, you know, I know governors travel to other states and do things all the time, but, you know, when was the last time that Governor Gordon left Wyoming to go hang out 90 miles away in Keensburg for a Lincoln Day dinner? And they laughed and they said he had never gone to another state for a Lincoln Day dinner. So that was that was a pretty big deal, with the governor choosing to come down here and spend some time with Weld County folks. And, you know, there was a lot of joking back and forth. He joked about how when Governor Polis announced Meat Out Day, he thanked Colorado for helping boost meat production and meat sales in Wyoming. You know, kind of fun things like that. But John got into the conversation about, you know, it might be time for the Weld County commissioners to actually look at this and see what they can do in order to move it forward, in order to at least get it started. It's not an easy process. There are so many complications that would come across this. I mean, many things. Let's start with the town of Erie. Erie straddles Weld County and Boulder County. So would you have a situation in Erie like you do in Kansas City, where Kansas City straddles Kansas and Missouri? How would that work out? What would that government look like? It's already complicated enough with Erie straddling two counties. What kind of complication would that throw into the mix? And Erie's not the only one that straddles. Windsor straddles. Part of Windsor sits in Larimer County. Part of it sits in Weld County. So that would be one big issue. The next big issue, of course, would be water. I mean, water is the huge issue. Water is the issue that nobody is really sure what that would look like. And when Todd gets here, Todd Richards, who is the gentleman who is behind the movement, Weld County, Wyoming, we'll see if he has any additional things to talk about with water. But water is it, and I mean, water is a complicated enough issue as it is, let alone now we're moving from Colorado to Wyoming. But in aside from water and straddling counties, you've got the University of Northern Colorado and how that would play into that and the money that they get from the state and that education there. You have, you know, that's an issue. Then you have the process in and of itself. Nobody, from my understanding, and maybe Todd can clear this up as well, nobody from my understanding knows exactly what the process would be. It looks like, from what I can tell and from everything that I've looked into, it looks like Weld County voters would first have to say, yeah, we want to do this. We'll go ahead and we'll grant Weld County, Wyoming. We want to move out. And then once Weld County voters said, yep, we want to do this, then it would go to the state of Colorado. And the state of Colorado would have to approve it. In addition to the state of Colorado saying, go ahead and leave, then you've got the state of Wyoming who has to come in and say, nope, or yes or no, we want you, we don't want you. They would have to approve the move to Wyoming. And then last but not least, is my understanding that the federal government, United States Congress, would have to approve it. So it's not an easy task. And on top of that, you have oil and gas rights. You have all kinds of other. So it would be almost probably more complicated than Weld County. To me, I think it might be more complicated than Weld County actually seceding and becoming its own state. But hey, who knows? Todd will be in at some point, hopefully. We'll see if we can straighten some of this out with him. Talk a little bit more about it when we come back. Sherry Pife in for Gale, Auto Collision Specialist Studios, 1310 KFKA.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. If you miss any portion of Mornings with Gale, go to 1310kfka.com to download the podcast today. Back to Gale.
Welcome back. Sherry Pife in for Gale this morning, 1310 KFK and 1310kfk.com. Telephone lines are still down. I apologize if you're trying to call in and you can't get in. We do not have telephone service at the moment. My guest that was supposed to be calling in, I'm sorry that we were not able to get Lori Sane on earlier to talk about Deerfield. I am going to give Gail the heads up, and hopefully Gail can have Lori come in and talk about it later, because it is a great little program. It was a great little town. I have a lot of memories stopping at that filling station and getting gas and getting a drink while we were on our way to Fort Morgan, on our way back from Fort Morgan. I remember it very clearly growing up. Clearly, when I was growing up, it wasn't the town that it was when Jackson started it, but it was still, at least still had that gas station going. And now it's at the point where it's dropping off terribly. Microburst even destroyed some more of it recently. So hopefully they can raise the money that they need to restore it and keep it part of Weld County's heritage and the area's heritage for the Black community and the community in general, because it's part of our history and we definitely want to make sure that we keep that intact. So hopefully we can get Lori Sane on later, either tomorrow or next week, sometime with Gail, to talk about what they're doing to rectify that problem. As for Weld County, Wyoming, you know, I get asked all the time if I support this, if I don't support this, do I think it would work? I'm not going to lie. It's an uphill battle. I mean, but do I support it? Why not? And then people, and I, every time I say that, why not support it? People will be like, I don't want to leave Colorado. I love Colorado. So Like, what do you think we're doing? Picking up the county and physically moving it into the border north of Colorado right now? Geographically, we're staying put. So you know what? If you live in Greeley, Wyoming, Estes Park, Colorado will still be 50 miles to the west. If you live in Greeley, Wyoming, you will still be able to fish all of the lakes and streams in Colorado. You will still be able to attend all of the concerts at Red Rocks, and you will still be able to do all the wonderful things that you already do in Colorado. And I would argue that, because when I say that, people then go, yeah, but out-of-state fishing license is much more expensive than an in-state fishing license. Well, yeah, but have you seen the difference in gas taxes between Wyoming and Colorado? Have you seen the fact that Wyoming doesn't have, I think it's an income tax or a sales tax or one of those taxes, property taxes? Wyoming is tax-free in one of those areas. Have you seen the fact that their other taxes are some of the lowest in the nation? That extra little fee that you're going to pay for a fishing license is going to be more than compensated in the taxes that will go down once you get into Wyoming. So they're not proposing to physically move the geography. Obviously, you can't do that. What they're proposing to do is put it under a different governing system, one that is more aligned with the ideals of Weld County than what is currently happening in the state of Colorado. So when Todd Richards gets here, we will talk a little bit more in depth with him about that at that time. Looking forward to that conversation, because I think there's a lot that people don't understand, and hopefully he'll have some more information for everybody so that we can put that into perspective. While we're waiting, and I apologize, Tracy Axton's segment is also not going to happen this morning because of the phone problem. So I've got to tell you, every time as I'm sitting here during breaks, I got to reminisce a little bit. This is really kind of fun for me. Every time during break today, I hate to see the Colorado Rockies lose. I'm a Colorado Rockies fan. As mad as I am at ownership, as much as I hate the way directions have gone, as much as I am not attending a game this year and probably won't be attending a game for a while, yes, I bought a Fire Jeff Brittick t-shirt. Yes, I know this is not a sports show, but I keep hearing the recap from last night's game against the Seattle Mariners, and it really brought back a lot of memories for me. Marco Gonzalez, the winning pitcher for the Mariners last night, is a local Colorado kid out of Fort Collins. His dad, Frank, was actually one of my son's pitching coaches when my son was growing up. So every time, I've got to be happy for Marco Gonzalez. And my son still does it. My son ended up playing 4 years of college baseball. And every day, every single day, I don't think there's a day that goes by during baseball season that he doesn't come to me at some point and go, hey, did you hear what Skosh did here? Hey, did you hear what Marco did here? Hey, did you hear what this kid did here? He attended three different colleges, partly because of a broken wrist and partly because of a program that went defunct. And long story short, he attended three different colleges. Two junior colleges and one D2 on the East Coast. And he had met so many different people from all across. One was in California, then he was in Nebraska, then he was in Ohio. And he met so many different people playing baseball. He actually probably has a half a dozen or more friends that actually ended up playing Major League Baseball. And that is just really cool. If you think about it, when you start playing Little League ball, I remember seeing a stat one time about how, like, I don't know, it was like 10 million kids play Little League Baseball. And then from those 10 million kids, and these are just numbers I'm trying to exaggerate because it was obnoxious, the numbers, but I don't know them exactly. But from those 10 million kids that play Little League Baseball, you know, 3 million of them make it into high school baseball. And of the 3 million that make it into high school baseball, 500,000 of them make it into college baseball. And of the 500,000 that make it into college baseball, you know, only a handful of those make it into professional baseball. So I feel very fortunate that my son was able to play with the kids that he was able to play with when he did get to that level of college baseball. And he now has friends that are playing Major League Baseball. And so when I'm listening to the station and I'm hearing Marco Gonzalez's win last night against the Rockies, Yes, I'm sad for the Colorado Rockies. I hate to see the Rockies lose. I would love to have a winning team in the Colorado Rockies. But you got to be happy for the hometown boy. You got to be happy for the kid out of Fort Collins who made it to the big leagues. That just doesn't happen. So shout out, if anybody in the Fort Collins area can hear me, to the Gonzalez family for everything that Marco has accomplished along the roads. It's just really fun. That is your little bit of sports, you know, that you get from me, because I'll leave that to the experts. I haven't done sports in a long time, so obviously that's not going to be me today as we're waiting for Todd to get here. The other thing that I was going to talk about later, and we'll jump to it now, I am so sad. Oh, my God. Did you hear about Arby's? So, okay, Ryan, are you a potato cake guy or a curly fry guy?
Curly fry all the way.
Oh, no, I'm a potato cake guy and a gal. And when I was at the Greeley Tribune, one of the editors over there, who's now at the Colorado Sun, and former reporter Dan England, we'd always have these debates about curly fries versus potato cakes. And Larry and I were both potato cakes. And if I remember correctly, Dan was a curly fry guy. And we'd always debate what was better. Oh, no, I came across a feed on Facebook yesterday. Arby's has discontinued the potato cakes. How do you discontinue potato cakes? I mean, seriously, potato cakes are Arby's. That's like McDonald's discontinuing the Big Mac. That's like Taco Bell discontinuing a taco. I mean, you don't discontinue potato cakes. Oh, my God, it just broke my heart when I saw that. But, you know, Taco Bell, the other thing that upset me a while back was when Taco Bell discontinued their green sauce. And you see what happened when they discontinued the green sauce? They had to bring it back because there were so many people that got so upset over the discontinued green sauce that Taco Bell brought back the green sauce. So I think we need to start, instead of recalling Governor Polis, I think we need to start a recall the CEO for Arby's so that we can get potato cakes back on the menu. Because I like the curly fries. But no, potato cakes all the way. Sherry Pife, in for Gail, 1310 KFKA.
Hear Mornings with Gail, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Local programming continues right after Mornings with Gail and NOCO Now, the Power Trip and the Hull Show. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Everybody, Sherry Pipe in for Gail this morning. While Gail is out at a Habitat for Humanity breakfast, she will be back with you tomorrow. It's been fun. We are in the last 20-so minutes of the day. I always enjoy doing this. I hope that I do her justice. It's been quite the morning with the telephone problems, so I just want to apologize again. But I want to especially say thank you to my next guest, Todd Richards, who came from Eaton to actually sit in studio with me so that I don't have to continue to try to figure out what's going on with everything. Welcome, Todd. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. So I want to give the listeners a little bit of a background first on you. Tell me a little bit about yourself. How long have you lived here, and what exactly do you do?
I am retired Air Force.
Thank you for your service.
You're welcome. And when you get your orders, they tell you you can move wherever you want to move. So I was born and raised in Colorado, and so I always wanted to move back to Colorado. So we moved back, and it just happened to be in the summertime that we got to move. So we decided when the kids went back to school, that's where we were going to stay. And we were living with my mother-in-law at the time in Eaton, and the school started, and that's where we stayed. So it's been, my goodness, that's been July 1st would have been 13 years. So I've been in Eaton for a little over 13 years.
Nice. So were you career military?
Yep. 21 years.
Wow. Nice. Again, thank you for your service. So Weld County, Wyoming. I don't know if you heard you said you were listening on the drive-in, so you may have heard a little bit about what I was talking about. Sunday night at the Weld County GOP Lincoln Day dinner. I think my boss, John Caldera, shocked everybody with his message.
That was something else.
Yeah, I don't think anybody expected to hear John come out and say, break up with the governor.
Yeah.
But he did. And, you know, you and I have talked a lot since you first started this thought and this process. And I've never really been against it. I've never really actually endorsed it. I've always been honest, and you have as well, that it's an uphill battle and there's a lot of work to get it done. But one of the things, you know, that I think when, and we've talked about this before off air, people are like, I love Colorado. I don't want to leave my state. Well, you're really not. You can't pick up the ground and move it.
I tell you what, over what's been April of 19, I have heard all the excuses of, well, I don't want to leave. Well, you're really not leaving. You're staying put. We're just moving an imaginary line on a map. That's all we're doing.
Right.
You're still in the same place that you were. It's just going to be Wyoming instead of Colorado. And so, yeah, I've heard people in Cheyenne say, well, I don't want Greeley any closer than it already is. And it's like it's not moving.
How do you get it closer? You're not getting it any closer.
People down in Southern Weld are like, well, I don't want to have the wind of Wyoming. And it's like, well, you're not.
And these are things that people are actually saying to you.
They're saying it, or they're emailing it, or it's on, you know, a Facebook page message or something like that. So it's just...
One of the things that I said, you know, some of the things that I've heard as well, yeah, but then you have to get out-of-state fishing license, out-of-state hunting license, you know, all that. But that little bit of extra cost, I mean, Estes Park is still going to be 50 miles from Greeley, and, you know, Red Rocks is still going to be where Red Rocks is in location. And that little bit of extra cost that you're going to have to pay as, quote-unquote, an out-of-state resident is minimal compared to the savings that you would have with property taxes and income taxes and sales taxes and oil and gas, the ability to drill oil and gas and get those severance taxes and all that revenue.
Oh, yeah.
It's not really changing anything other than the two-letter mailing zip code behind your city.
Yep. Probably a majority of the people would see their driver's license would change, the car, your license plates would change, and your address would have a WY instead of a CO, and that would be it. Most people wouldn't have any big changes on that, of course.
Other than maybe a bigger checkbook.
You would immediately get a pay raise because you wouldn't have a state income tax. So
income tax, that's what it was. I was trying to remember what it was that Wyoming didn't have.
Yeah, so immediately you'd get a pay raise.
Yeah.
Without even...
Of like 4-point-some-odd%.
Oh, it's...
Colorado's income tax, I think we just talked about it earlier, right now is like 4.59 or something like that.
Yep.
How did you get this? I mean, how did this start?
So it started, with John Caldera. When the governor and his little group decided that they were going to do the Prop 112, everybody voted that down, and they went and just skipped to everybody and just said, you know what, we're going to do it anyway. And he had an op-ed, I believe it was in the Denver Post, and he basically said, great, you know, this is really going to make Weld County mad, and who knows, maybe they'll do a secession again, or maybe they'll move to Wyoming. And at the time I thought, though, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Why in the world would I want to move to Wyoming? It's crazy. And then I thought about it for a little while, and I thought, well, I'm just going to make a little Facebook page and see if other people think it's crazy. And a lot of people think it's crazy, and a lot of people think it's a great idea, and we just kind of have slowly moved along and just try to get the right, you know, just trying to hit the right people. And there's a lot of questions that have to be answered. And for the most part, we just haven't been really taken seriously until I had gone down and talked with John probably a couple months ago. And he thinks it's a pretty good idea. It's a doable thing, but it's going to be an immense task.
Let's talk about those challenges. You've got the big one, water.
Water.
Is that the one you're still working on? I mean, do you have any update on water?
I get a lot of different, I guess I would call them opinions from people. Some people say that the water rights would never change because of the property owner. It's written into the property owner's whatever that is, the rights. And even, you know, you move the property rights stay there.
Right.
And then some people are like, no, it's Colorado's water. And then if, you know, it never in the past had crossed into Wyoming, so they could say no. And it's, well, the water's going to flow across that property, whether we're Weld County, Hawaii, or Alaska, or Wyoming,
right,
or, you know, whatever we end up designation as, its water still flows. But
and, you know, one of the other things that I didn't bring up that I've also heard, and I don't know how, I mean, it's not, I can't imagine that it's a major concern for a lot of people. But one of the other things that I've heard is Colorado, you know, a lot of people are frustrated, not a lot of people, some people don't want to become Wyoming because Colorado has marijuana laws that Wyoming does not have. Right. Have you heard that problem as well?
Oh yeah. I've heard that a lot. And, you know, I always just try to tell people, you know, that's the nitty gritty stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, we could just
nitpick everything all day.
Yeah, well, and then, you know, as that comes along, it could just be written in there that Weld County would continue with with marijuana in,
right,
kind of grandfathered in.
Right.
And then the taxes would just move to Wyoming instead of Colorado.
So what about the process? I mean, we've talked about this a little bit. There seems to be some differing opinions on process. What do you know right now about what the process would be to actually see it come to fruition?
So first we'd have to get the people of Weld County to say, yes, we want to be part of Wyoming. Mm-hmm. And so we'd have to do a vote, a countywide vote. And then that would go to the Colorado legislature, and they would have to say, yes, we would let Wyoming go, or Colorado, or Weld County go to Wyoming. And then we would probably have to go to, well, I guess it would probably be Wyoming first, and they would have to say, yes, we would take them, and then go to the federal level.
And of all of those, I'll be honest, in my own opinion, of all of those, the only one that I really see that would be the stumbling block would be the Colorado legislature.
Correct.
I think Weld County, you could probably find an education piece and enough push to get Weld County voters to be okay with it. And then on the other hand, or on the other side, clearly we've heard from Governor Gordon, at least he's okay with it. You know, I don't know what the state legislature looks like. Have you talked to anybody in Wyoming as far as the state legislature goes?
No, I haven't personally talked to anybody, but we've had some people that have gone up there and talked to some people, and they seem to be for it. It would be, you know, we don't know if it's that would be a statewide vote to let Weld County in, so there'd be some.
And again, it almost seems like it would be a lot easier getting the state of Wyoming to say yes versus the state of Colorado, because Weld County's population is a little more than half of the entire state of Wyoming's population.
Yeah. We would almost double the state of Wyoming.
Yeah, we'd almost double the state of Wyoming just moving Weld County into Wyoming. So it's not like you'd have to reach, you know, 5.5 million people like you would in Colorado.
Right.
But that being said, then when you get to the federal level, I can't imagine if Weld County voters have said, let's do this, if Colorado was able to say, yes, do it, if Wyoming then said, yes, do it, I can't imagine why the federal government would say, no, don't do it. You know, it seems like that would almost be the easiest yes of all if you get that far to that point.
Yeah, the difference between just moving to a different state and becoming a new state is becoming a new state would require us to get two new senators and probably three representatives in the House. And the current way that is there just no way that they're going to let two more conservative senators in there. So with us just moving to Wyoming, none of that changes. So
right. Might give Wyoming maybe one more representative, but that's about it.
Yeah, that would be just about it. So on that side of changing the Congress, it would be almost minuscule. So you would see no. And that would be the hardest push to make a new state, is to convince the federal government to let two more senators and probably three.
Have you spoken with Weld County commissioners?
I have.
And how's that going?
I've talked with Lori quite a few times. Talked with Scott.
Lori Sane?
Yeah,
Scott
Lori Sane.
James?
And Scott James. Talked to them. We've had a lot of good dialogue back and forth on what we need to do. when we first started it, we were just going to petition the commissioners to put that on the ballot. And then I got a call from, well, County Clerk and Recorder, and she just said, can you be in my office at such and such time to meet with the Well County Attorney? And I thought, I'm in trouble.
What did I do?
I'm in trouble for something. And no, they were really nice, and they said, you know what, you're planning on doing is great, but you can't do this because we're a home rule, and you can't, with the way you're going about it, you can't do that. You have to do it in a different way. And the county attorney just kind of laid everything out and said, this is the way you have to do this stuff. So.
And what was that?
It's a lot more than we wanted to do. So
so where are you at in that process, I guess?
So through this whole bout, this last 8 months, maybe 10 months, we have had a lot of people from different counties that have come in along and said, what do we need to do to jump on this train to move to Wyoming? And it was kind of decided, you know, we just can't do Weld County, Wyoming, and Morgan County, and Logan County, and Yuma County, and start just doing all these separate little campaigns along the way. So about 2 months ago, we decided to start what I'm just basically calling just the parent organization or umbrella organization, and it's the County Freedom Coalition. So it'll just be above all that, and we'll just handle all these little counties as one that will move across.
And I'm going to stop you right there. Can you hang on for a few
sure.
minutes, and we'll come back? Sherry Pipe, in for Gale, KF 1310, KFKA.
Want the whole sports story in Northern Colorado, the state and the country? Tune into The Hull Show, weekdays noon to 2 and 1310 KFKA. A Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary is coming up at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Windy in Wyoming, too. You know, that was actually probably obviously not the same windy, but good bumper music there. Because, yep. You know, everybody knows it's windy in Wyoming. Sherry Pipe in for Gale this morning, 1310 KFKA. With me is Todd Richards. He is an Eaton resident who has been the face of and brainchild of trying to get the Weld County, Wyoming movement going. And it's a movement that, you know, some people think is crazy. Some people think is not crazy. One of the things that John Caldera did say at the dinner Sunday night that I think some people needed to hear or didn't hear or whatever is that back in 2013, 2014, when Weld County tried to secede the first time, what that did was start a huge conversation. And with Governor Mark Gordon coming down and attending the dinner as well, and with everything that has been talked about already, I think what needs to be understood is that if you start the process, if you get it going, if you really get things happening, it makes people take notice. And if it happens, it's just cherry on top of a cake. I mean, am I right, Todd?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Conversation just needs to be talked about. So.
Yeah, because clearly Weld County residents, for the most part, are not happy with what is happening. They have come at oil and gas. They have come at agriculture. They are coming at the guns. They are coming at schools. They are indoctrinating kids into things that a lot of people don't want their kids indoctrinated into when it comes to education. And so whether it were to actually happen or not, if it did happen, it would be, like I said, cherry on the cake. But at least if the process gets started and one or two of those phases makes its way through, the people down in Denver and Boulder will notice how exactly unhappy that Weld County is that they will go to this extreme get attention.
No, they probably won't.
They probably won't. So where are you now in the process, in the time that we have left? Where are you now in the process? Is there something that people can do to help? What do you need? What's going on?
So, yeah, we just started this parent group there. So we've finally seated a board. We're applying for our 4C instead of a 3C organization, so we'll be a 4C organization. And then we'll be able to incorporate any little things, because we've had people that like John had said in his video, that we have people in northern Larimer, unincorporated Larimer County, that want out.
Right.
They don't want to be part of Boulder County,
right,
or Larimer with Fort Collins and stuff. So that would be one of those things. You know, why can't we just, if they want to move to Weld County or they want to move to the Western County, I can't think what's over there, why can't they do that? And we've had people from unincorporated Adams and Arapahoe County want to do the same thing. So, you know, there's a lot of little things that that this organization can do, just maybe outside of moving a couple of counties to Wyoming. There's a lot of different little avenues that have popped up. So that's what we're looking at doing those things. And yeah, we're just we're getting a little bit more solid footing underneath before we really go ahead and start jumping off and start tearing things up. So,
perfect. Is there a website or a phone number that people can go to or call or whatnot if they want to help?
We're still just on, we have a webpage, Weld County, it's weldcountywy.com is the webpage. And of course on Facebook at Weld County, Wyoming, it's the same thing, Wyoming. So.
Perfect. Again, thank you so much for taking time to drive into town after we were unable to get you on the phone, because it makes a lot of difference when people actually hear from you instead of me. You know more about what's going on with the organization. And if, like you said, weldcountywy.com or Weld County Wyoming on Facebook, you can find them there. Thanks again, Todd. I appreciate it. And Sherry Pife in for Gail.
What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Today's headlines, podcasts, and mornings with Gail, and more, and a schedule of upcoming sports broadcasts. Find them at 1310kfka.com.
Thanks for joining. I had a fun time. Gail will be back with you tomorrow. Up next, as always, NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint, and then the whole show with Brady Hull from noon to 2. And I'm so excited. I've been a fan of Brian Gary for 30 years. Him being here at KFK is just a wonderful addition. So Brian Gary, the good afternoon guy, will follow that from 3 to 5 this afternoon. And it's been wonderful being with you.